Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Ilaria. So I've been on a journey with Ilaria Baldwin, Alec Baldwin's wife. I like Alec Baldwin. I find him to be entertaining and funny as an actor. He's been around forever. That family has seemed to be in the limelight forever. I remember Billy Baldwin was huge years ago, and Stephen Baldwin, not really so much, but his daughter is Haley Baldwin, so she's the most famous of all the Baldwins now, I guess. And Alec Baldwin is entertaining. He was amazing on 30 Rock and in so many movies. And he married Kim Basinger, who is agoraphobic. And they have a child together. And he got in a bunch of fucking trouble for a message years ago calling his daughter a pig. And that sounds horrible. And he found love with this woman who I met once in the Hamptons. And her name is Ilaria. And now that I've seen all the videos, she said she didn't know anything about pop culture. And she never read Page Six. And they were calling her. And... you know, she definitely, her family, they don't know anything about pop culture. And there was this indication that she was of Spanish descent. And I met her once at a barbecue. And I was half a nobody. And I was trying to connect with her on just saying, like, oh, I do vinyasa yoga for years. And I do it here at this place in the Hamptons. And she's like, oh, like, she was very better than and judgmental. Not in a very overt way, in a very subtle way. And just let me know that kind of like she does a different type of yoga and it's a very specialized type of yoga. And I felt like a loser saying that I just did this type of normal go to vinyasa yoga hour and 15 minute class. I remember feeling like an idiot. And somebody on social media, because I posted about this on TikTok, said, well, that says more about you, how I felt. And that's true. But, you know, no one can make you feel something great. She definitely, definitely had an air about her, so much so that the people whose house it was that we knew in common, when I left, I said she really thought she was hot shit. And Alec was gracious. And what has happened with his family and that gun going off by accident, because it was an accident, is so horrible. I don't know if I believe that an actor is supposed to know the rules of the gun. It's about the production company. And that's not the debate here. He was at fault, but I don't believe it was intentional. and it was an accident, and it's very sad. So that I have tremendous compassion. And his wife, Ilaria, had a sweatshirt that said empathy in giant letters, which I do have empathy for him. But let's get into this now. So a couple of years ago when it first came out that she had been doing interviews and letting everyone believe that she was from Spain, I don't know how it actually came out. That was like before cancellation started. But she let everybody believe that she was from Spain. I thought she was of Latin descent. I did not know it was about Spain. I just knew that she had an accent. And so this one didn't understand how to pronounce cucumber. She didn't know anything about pop culture in Page Six. So it sounds like she's allowing everybody to believe that she really is of Spanish descent. It's like, it's, you're not being accountable. You're not saying I was born and bred in Spain, but you're kind of, the language she chose in her interviews about my family is from Spain, and I guess she's from Boston, and she just lived there, and her husband even imitated her accent saying, and I believe he probably believed it too, I don't know, but he's imitating her accent in an interview, how making it like she's like this like hot-headed Spanish woman. And so I wanted to give the benefit of the doubt and say, can't somebody have a different accent if they spent some time in a different place? Madonna had a different accent. One of the housewives, some of the housewives have different accents. So I thought, can someone just have a different accent? And her name being Ilaria, I was called Beth in high school and college. I always was embarrassed of my name Bethany because it was different. And I was trying to be devil's advocate. And can't she just cop and say, I went too far? It was like Brian Williams talking about Afghanistan. I think it was Afghanistan in the helicopter. And can't I just say that I went too far? And we know people in common, many people. But I know from firsthand, that she will not cop. It's not her character to cop because she doesn't think that anything has gone on. And also, some people are addicted to paparazzi. It's not that they're just addicted to fame. They love to say the paparazzi is going to be there and we have to hide from the paparazzi. And one of those other young girls that we grew up with that were teens on the cover of all those magazines, I knew also, and we used to go to restaurants and they'd be like, oh my God, we can go, but I just hope the paparazzi's not there. They love feeding into it. And it's usually someone who's not that famous because this makes them feel like they're telling other people how famous they are, like someone bragging about being rich. So it's my understanding that Ilaria has a specific nuanced condition where she loves the paparazzi talking about it, the plight of it, and like reveling in it. And so that means that any kind of press will get you that. So if she and Alec are going through this terrible situation with this gun accident, and they have houses in remote places, like I think Vermont and the Hamptons and New York City and the West Village, where the paparazzi camp out all the time because there are only 10 people in all of Manhattan they're trying to get. Most of them are down in the West Village. Why is she going in giant sweatshirts to coffee houses in a blowout and weird outfits? Make a coffee. Get an espresso. Get a fucking espresso. Mr. Coffee will get you there too. Like going to get coffees. And one of the paparazzi was like, why are you getting a latte? Like go home. You're here. You know we're going to be here. So it feels like she really is addicted to that. And then other people say that having that many kids each time, it's like a press cycle. And it's a lot of attention and it's more people to love you and adore you. And I feel badly for those kids. You always have to feel badly for the kids. They probably didn't want any of this circus. And I actually feel badly for him. I really, really feel badly for him. Somehow, thankfully, she has trumped his story with the hilariousness of this and the liar that she seems to be. But what does it mean? Because, you know, it's just gossip if we don't talk about what it means. What does it mean? Why do people allow the lie to be true? Why can't people just be accountable and just say, I hate when I say something that I know someone else has said. I've said this before. Like, here comes Gwyneth Paltrow and her bag of bullshit is a line from Kathy Griffin. Bag of bullshit came from Kathy Griffin. Hot mess came from Christian Siriano. I've said this before. Paris Hilton is that's hot. I don't know who said bye Felicia first, but when I know I'm saying something someone else has said, I just like to say that they said it first. So why is she allowing? Why are people so insecure? They just want attention for something. It's not even true. And it's just sad. It's just crazy. So I gave her the benefit of the doubt, thinking, why would you just not cop? Just be like, look, I went too far, because I think that that would be very admirable and everybody deserves a second chance and everybody makes mistakes. But what about the people in the world that do not think they made a mistake and that just like want to live in the lie and live in the attention that the lie begets? And the 15 minutes of fame, people love that 15 minutes of fame.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's really important that you touch base and communicate with your employees the way that you do a relationship. I want to explain why. Many times you're guessing. Maybe you're not happy with the way something's going with someone who's working for you or with you. And you're having these ideas in your head. And you might talk to other people about it. You might talk to other colleagues about it. You might talk to your spouse about it or your friends. And you have your own thing going on in your head. And they have their own thing going on in their head. They might think you're an asshole. They're not getting what they need. You're not getting what you need. Just like in a relationship, you have to go to them, because 9 times out of 10, you're wrong about what you think is going on. And you may be right about the essence of it, but I recently went and touched base with an employee just to say, listen, I just want to make sure you're getting what you need and I'm getting what I need, because this is what I think you want, but I'm not sure. And they said what they thought I wanted, but they weren't sure. And both of us were completely off base. And we ended up meeting in the middle, and it was amazing because it changed the entire dynamic of the work relationship and gave them a deep breath and gave me a deep breath. Effectively, I couldn't fill enough hours for this person, and this person didn't want all of those hours. So I was trying to find mundane tasks for this person to do, because if I've made a commitment to someone that I've hired them and I'm going to give them a certain number of hours, I want to fill them. But if I'm paying them, I want them to do enough. And this person didn't want to be really working full time. They felt that they had to justify what they were doing, because they thought it's what I wanted, just to fill hours of the day. And it was a complete disconnect. And it was the best thing that ever happened, was me just being transparent and saying, can we sit down and talk? Because no one's going to come tell you that they want to sit down and talk. And I think it's a two-way street. The employee and the employer should both just say, can we sit down and talk? Just touching base, taking the temperature, just like in a relationship. Often you speak to someone in a relationship when things are going wrong, and even just getting it out on the table makes you feel better than just like holding in these toxins. So it's very important to communicate with your staff.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Burst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Burst, available at Target.